Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. People spend a lot of time acquiring good things. Family and friends, a comfortable home, a fulfilling job, and so on. And then they spend a lot of time trying to maintain it all. For many, there's a nagging fear that the good things may be lost. The fulfilling job might be lost in a company's reorganization. That might lead to losing the comfortable home. And that might snowball to losing some family and friends. It can seem we're walking on the edge of a precipice and are always in danger of falling off. Well, the Bible takes a different view of things. Yes, the Bible contains its share of tragedy, of people losing good things. But it also makes the point that good doesn't have to be precarious, that good can be permanent, something we can't lose. How is that possible? In some languages, the word for God is also the word for good. If God is permanent, then so is good. The psalmist says, "The Lord is good," and then adds, "His truth endureth to all generations." That's good that lasts. And in Ecclesiastes we read, "Whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it." Can we have this permanent good today and not fear losing it? That's what we'll look at on Morning Prayer this week. May we all find, as the Bible puts it, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Amen.